Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Mariette Ruud Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Knockin' on Heaven's Door.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Come in! One time, a Dominican prior fell asleep during the night office. Thus, his sub prior gave the signal to the brethren, when the meditation time was over, that they should start singing the responsory. The sub prior did this by knocking on his choir's door. The prior immediately woke up from his heavenly dreams and shouted, Come in! Even in sleep, we realize that knocking means that someone wants to come in. So when Jesus says, Knock and the door will be opened to you, we know what he's talking about. But do we really understand? Well, we knock at heaven's door by our prayer and God opens it. And then, do we dare to enter? I think that somehow we often prefer to knock again and again at the door. And then when the door opens up, we hesitate and remain outside on the threshold. What are we waiting for? That God will finally come out and force us to enter? Well, God is not like that. He invites us into his house as his guests. We are invited to enter his house, to sit down at his table, and to be served. And in fact, each Mass is as such, an invitation to enter into the house of the Lord, to sit down together with our brothers and sisters in the Church, and to receive the Holy Communion. We may ask, we may seek, and we may knock. God knows what we really need, and he will give it to us. The supreme gift is the Holy Spirit, who the Father gives to all those who ask him. So why knock, if God will give us what we need anyway? The answer to this is that our repeatedly knocking creates more room in us for the Holy Spirit. Our knocking is an expression of our desire. Our desire of happiness, of love, of justice, of truth, of God. It is only God's Holy Spirit who can fulfill this longing. And in the end, we are all but beggars knocking on heaven's door. Thank you.